South Korea's defense minister has tendered his resignation after a South Korean soldier killed 8 fellow soldiers in a shooting spree. The killings have sparked a robust debate over the state of South Korea's military. Shin Hyun-dun, a spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry, says the country's defense chief offered to quit his post Wednesday.
국방부 장관은 이번 사태에 대하여 책임을 지고 오늘 오전
Mr. Shin says Defense Minister Yoon Kwang-ung phoned South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun Wednesday with an offer of resignation. President Noh Moo-hyun has said he needs time to decide whether to accept the resignation or not. Grieving families have been confronting South Korean military personnel since Sunday, when a South Korean soldier tossed a grenade, then shot and killed 8 of his fellow soldiers while they slept. 2 others were wounded in the attack, which happened near the demilitarized zone that separates the country from North Korea. Investigators say some of the surviving soldiers initially believed an attack by North Korea might be underway. The attacking soldier reportedly told investigators he had been verbally abused by his superiors. Military officials say he has no history of mental illness. In 2 separate incidents on Sunday, 2 other soldiers committed suicide, one by hanging, one by lighting himself on fire. South Korean conservative opposition member Park Jin says Sunday's incidents show an unacceptable erosion of discipline in the military. Mr. Park says South Korea's security system is in crisis. He says Minister Yoon should be removed and President Noh should offer a public apology. Moon Hee-sang, chairman of President Noh's Uri Party, agrees that urgent action needs to be taken. Mr. Moon says the military needs to accept full responsibility for recent events and take measures throughout the whole organization to ensure such tragedies do not happen again. The 3 incidents have raised questions about possible abuse and mental stress in the South Korean military. 2 years of military service is compulsory for most South Korean males. Those assigned to duty along the demilitarized zone are positioned only several hundred meters from units of North Korea's million-man army, most of which is deployed along the heavily armed border. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.